Our friend Susan Carol Hauser passed away recently, suddenly, and she will be missed by many. Susan was an award-winning poet, essayist, and natural history writer, and she was a longtime professor of English at Bemidji State University. We have 5 of Susan's poems left in the Beat Library, and we're dedicating this week to her work and her memory. Susan Carol Hauser.
March 25, 2005, last night. I went to town, 20 miles south, where the gardens have a 5-minute edge on spring, its inevitable shadow passing there first before working its way north to overcome winter on mine. It is not our only divide. I am 3 miles north of a watershed, rain and snow on one side finding its way to a different ocean than rain and snow on the other. Last night, I crossed the divide and went to town, to the bar where my son sings and plays, on stage the boy, the child, still alive in the man. The band was hot, the deep rhythms of the heart rising as though from the earth. You could feel the heat of the soil underfoot, the basso of the drums carrying as though on its shoulders his voice, the other strings, cats cradled to his. No one danced in town last night, even after the first set. They were there, whites and Indians, as always, playing pool, feet tapping to the music, even laughing sometimes, but not dancing, not on this Friday. The reservation, Red Lake, is 40 miles north of town. My place is halfway there. On Monday, late afternoon, after the shootings, the helicopters passed over, the first ones medical, the later ones coming for news, their fuck, 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 fuck crossing the sky like heartbeats. 10 people were dead, including the boy who killed the others, his companions now on their journey to somewhere. Last night, Friday night, 4 nights into the aftermath, some of us went to town. I went to sit in the garden of my son's music and to hear his heart beat.